let me begin with a kind of hisnatzlus. Oh, first of all, before we begin, Rabbi, the REITs schedule says that REITs does not meet on a day of the calendar called Memorial Day. Does that affect us in any way? It shouldn't. It's a Monday. Rabbi Willie?
I have a wedding that day, probably. not the REITs calendar, but the wedding's on the Monday. I'd like it to be, you know, earlier than later.
So does that mean we can't have a chabura that day? Because Rabbi Wall wanted to say a chabura on Memorial
Day. Memorial Day.
Which day is Memorial
Day? It's Lemisporo, May 31st.
May
31st. I don't know, I have a wedding, but I don't know exactly when it is.
Alright, we'll see. The hisnatzlus is that I'm probably not going to get to the chabur I wanted to say. Could be, we'll see. And that's because I want, first of all, I want Kuf Nundalid, which I presume most people haven't gotten to yet, but it doesn't make terribly much difference, as we'll see in the second, because it's only one sif in Shulchan Aruch and everything else is beyond the Shulchan Aruch. But I wanted to deal with one problem with regard to get Me'usa, and I did something that I probably shouldn't have done. And that is, I was going to say a little bit of a hakdama, so I went back to the standard sources, the basic sources. And I remember that they had been summarized well, such was my memory, in one of the Piskei Din Rabboniim. So why do I have to go look at half a dozen tshuvas? I can go look at the Piskei Din Rabboniim and I'll have them all sumhan, as we say, and it'll make it simpler. And then when I reread the Psak Din, I suddenly realized that I have all kinds of problems before I get to what I want to say. So let me begin with the sources cited in the Psak Din, and we'll relate them to that Psak Din, and then see where we are. The case, this is an old Psak Din. It deals with, I left out the first page, I probably shouldn't have, but there was nothing there on the first page except the facts. The facts involved a person who had been sentenced on drug-related charges to a term of years in prison. And the question was now parole. You're entitled to a reduction of one-third of the sentence for good behavior. And the question is this gentleman on good behavior? One of the reasons why he might not be on good behavior, but by no means the only reason, as it turns out, is that the Beis Din had issued a psak of chayiv legarish, not teifing, but chiyuv legarish, and he wasn't the garish. Why they gave a psak of chayiv legarish, they don't tell us, nor is it terribly important. We don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure it out. There probably were multiple reasons why this guy was chayiv legarish. And now the shaila is, apparently the parole board, or whatever they call it in Eretz Yisrael, had asked the Beis Din whether they are mamlitz for a reduction in sentence. If that's how it happened, fine. I suspect it's shaded a little bit, but not that they're shading it purposely, we'll see in a second. But in effect, they want the haskoma of the Beis Din before they let him out early. And if the Beis Din says, keep him in because you want to get out of him, we'll let him stay for another 3 years. Even if you don't pass in kfiyah, if you pass in kfiyah, we can keep him forever. But if you don't pass in kfiyah, we don't have to let him out early. Now the Beis Din is dealing with whether they can not be mamlitz that he be released early because of the fact that he didn't give a get, and in addition to everything else, apparently this person's behavior was not the best, at least going back to the period in which he was not incarcerated, because apparently in the course of the Beis Din proceedings, he had some very discourteous things to say about the Beis Din, and they were also yurikais, which I take is spitting. He spit ecstatic to Dayote, and he apparently used not nice language. And the Besdin says, they say it, I wouldn't have said it without them, that on many occasions we put people in jail for doing things like that. So we put people in jail for doing things like that. This isn't good behavior. Only we're ready to be mevater on the Kavod Besdin if he'll be Megarish his wife. We'll do him this big favor in return for the gift. So that's the Shaila, that's how the Shaila is presented. Those are the facts. Unfortunately, I probably should have given you the page in which the facts are explained, but those are the facts. So you're now told that the Shaila is, in such a case, is this a get me'usim if we tell them that they don't have to let him out for good behavior 3 years earlier than he would have been let out otherwise. Now, so the Beis Din goes through, and it's a classic tshuva, it's a classic psak din. It's probably the first in a long series of Pisgei Din dealing with Kviya, and they simply go through the tshuvas one after the other, leading to whatever the maskona may be. And it's important, I think, at least, to see the seder, the not the chas v'shalom the history, but the chronology of the tshuvas in order to make sense out of the earlier tshuvas on the basis of what you see in the later tshuvas. So you begin with a Ramah and Shulchan Aruch Kuf Lamed Daled Sif Hey, the Kuf Lamed Daled.
Where are we?
Here, sorry, the first typographical error. It's Kuv Lamed Dalid Dalid.
Is it
Dalid?
It's
mixed up. There's the two Hays. No wonder I was confused.
Okay, fine.
All right. So the Rabban says, says he can give an arvus, which is tantamount to a knas. It's unlike a shvua where he has no choice but to mekayim a shvua. That's an ainus of the nafshei, but it's an ainus, Ramos says. But it's a knas is different because let him pay a knas and let him be megarish. So that's Beis Yosef Psak B'Shem Marik. Then the Yesh Machmirim Afil B'Kahai Gavne Tshuvas HaRashbo V'toiv lochish lochat kile ulapotrim in a knas. Avon in kvar girish, etc., etc. The Ramos says, but the ever to get is a get. So what we're dealing with, at least insofar as knosses are concerned, is a tshuvas harashbo for which the mechaber, which the Ramos chayshish, at least lochat kile. The tshuvas harashbo is cited in the Pisgei Din. It's Reuven Baalei, Kravelei, Ahoyu, Bahaskom, Shigar, Reuven, Islay, Ishvay, Venusus Elze, Biknas, Elev Diner, Vishi, Yigarish, Lisman, Kavua. Not only does he have to give a get, but if it's signed a DI, then he'll never give a get, never have to pay. So what good does it do? So it had to be by a certain Zman. Bakach, Niskarit, Reuven, Vimidover, Ba'alo masrim by mitzvah haknas. They're ready to collect the knas. Machmazir zu girish Reuven ze el shleih yabok ilim sormidoa. He needn't get ze ki get musa tshuva. Nearly she gets ze muusu posel kol sheyedin ba'onsoi afapi shleih mosar midoa. You know the einus. The einus is this knasius makabel, and you don't even need a mesiras midoa. So that's the first source, and this is the Tshuvas HaRashbo. that a knas momoin is considered to be a knas, and even though he has the eitzah to pay the knas, this is like a kviyah de brera. He's got the alternative. He's not a kviyah directly for the get, but he's offered the alternative. You can either give a get or pay money. And eitzah nafshei the Rashba holds is an einus, and this moment the Rashba holds is an einus. And in addition to all of that, he's now saying that an einus, ayidei brera, is also an einus. If you tell him, don't give a get, but you have to pay money instead, that's considered to be an einus. So that's the Rashba. This is where all the problems start. The problems start with the Tshuvas HaRashba, for which the Rambam is Cheshish, at least L'chatchila. Then comes a second Tshuva. The second Tshuva is a Tshuva of the Rivosh. The Tshuva of the Rivosh deals with a second case. In fact, there are at least two different cases. In Simen Kuf Chof Zayin, here the question was, a woman wanted them to take away the husband's passport. There wasn't the passport, but they were going to be Ma'akiv the Yitzhiyah. Why? Because if he leaves, he won't be Mekayim Mitzvah. So this has nothing to do with the get. What they want is to prevent the husband from leaving town because he's got a chiyav oina. Bezin can be kaifa for oina. We can stand with a cat of nine tails to force you into the bedroom, so we can certainly keep you from leaving town. We can get close to the bedroom, and obviously that was the point of the ikuv yitzia. So says the Rivosh, that of course Bezin has the power to force to be mekayim mitzvas oino, v'im hu me'atzmoi kedei li'notzel mize yigareis, if the husband he wants to avoid the chiyuv oino, and also the ikuv yitzia, I suppose, yigareis, if he decides to divorce her, so he's potter from all chiyuv issues, ein zemus sharei ein besten kreifin oisei, I like it, klau, el mekayim mitzvas oino kefi yikoltoi. If the Rivosh had stopped here, I'd have no problems whatsoever. Of course, Bezin could be kaifa for mitzvahs oina. Who spoke about a get? The shayla doesn't involve a get. You read through the first half. He's saying they should be kaifa for oina. They move, be'atzma, yitzel, a garish. Of course, any husband can avoid the chi of oina. Why do people give a get? The whole reason to give a get is to pot yourself from Sherek's oina, at least before the Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. After Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon, there may be other motives, but to pot yourself, the one thing that is not a get musa is to pot yourself from Sherek's oina. That's axiomatic. It'll become important maybe some other time, maybe another couple, not today. But whatever you do to pot yourself from chiyuv issues, that can't be a get musa. That's what the get was given for. A husband gives a wife a get because no longer wants to be mekayim share ksus or oino. What's the difference? What he wants to avoid oino, he wants to avoid sharing ksus. Either way, that's the purpose of the get. So far, what the Rivosh is saying is unexceptional. A woman comes to Beis Din, foolish woman, unless we know what she really wants. She comes, my husband is a yeshiv bottle. He's mechuyev, he clips coupons. He's mechuna mechuyev oino b'chol laila. And you know, he wasn't mekayim oino last night. So what's Bezin going to tell him? Bezin going to have to tell him, you have to be mekayim oino. We'll beat you until you're mekayim oino. No, what woman brings such a case to Bezin? It's because she really wants, you don't want to be mekayim oino kefi hadid, so give me a get. That's what she wants, no? Bezin's not going to say a word about a get. Bez is going to tell him we'll be kafe for oino. He'll go ask Shaila, is there any way to get out of this? As long as you're married. Not married, not mechuyev anymore. So I said, if the Rivosh should stop here, I'd have no problems. Everything would be fine. And the Rivosh, so it's kebeya b'kutche. Till here is mamish kebeya b'kutche. Comes the Rivosh. What's the Rivosh at? Bahareizek mishoyunei shebe momen. It's as if somebody has a debt against him. Voyatofus bebeis ha-soyer barachayvahu. We threw him into debtor's prison. Vo'omroi krevi ishtoi. Relatives of the wife want to do him a favor. Nifrad nachnu b'erech ha'choy v'hu v'teitzim imasrecho. We'll pay the choy for you. They're doing him a favor, but they want something in return. The quid pro quo is a get. V'hu nisratza b'sevek yirish mertzaynay. Hayoymar odom sheze yeh get nusim nish osa zekdei v'lotzeis mi'vez ha'soya. Loi. Sherei loi yatof z'deshi garish elo bat choy v'y. Vaget ene musa elo merutza. If this were a separate simon in the Tshuvas Rivosh, I wouldn't have any problems with it either. If you give a husband money for a get, it's a kosher get. We'll prove it some other day, but it's over kosher. If the husband takes money to give a get, that's not called a get musa. What? Yeah, it was my small. But that is smoother. Well, it's obviously smoother. It's not a get moose. So what's the difference if I pay you money to give a get or I pay your balfoy? You would have to pay the money, so the kind of sheep with the rakos instead of giving it to you. You give it to the balfoy, I'm giving it to the balfoy. And they happen to be letting you out of jail too. That's all the icing on the cake. And if you wouldn't have been in jail, and I would have paid your debt, I'm not to give a get, avada wouldn't be a get musa. And if you're getting out of jail to the bargain, into the bargain, hayyimer odom, just because you were a nisar, that it should be a get musa? Of course not. It's not a get musa. So each of these two halves of the revosh taken separately, to me, is dover posh. What's the big deal? My problem is that the revosh is toilatsma, b'divri atzma. He says that my first halacha, that when I'm kaifa for Oina, and he mitzad himself, he wants to go, is going to give a get, that is a get kosher. Why? Bahare, ze kemoshe nation boy, this is like the other. The opposite. The second is like this. This is more simple than that case. That case is a step further. The first case is I can give a get the pattern of issues. Obviously. I know that. And he's telling me, how do I know I can do this? Because I can take money for a get. It's the other way around. The aleph is, I can take money to be makiach in the issues. And the base is, there's other cases where it's not a musa. It's more of a chiddush to say I can take money for a get. So once I can take the issues in return for a get, I can take money also. I think that they are connected. But which is the cause and which is the effect? The second halacha is the effect of the first, not the first from the second. And the Rivosh is using the second to prove the first. It's mamish yipchim istavre. And that's here in the Rivosh. That's my first problem. The second point is an observation. Whether it's important or not, we'll worry about afterwards. But the Rivosh in the first case, that's why I said it was so simple, he says, v'hu me'atzmai k'dei lihinotzel. This isn't the best in telling him either be mekayim oino or give a get. Bezdin, he says, v'hu me'atzmai. What does he have to add that for? And if Bezdin were to tell him openly, look, he want to go traveling, give her a get, because if you travel, there's no kiyum of oino. So if you want to travel, you have to give a get. That's not what happened in the Rivosh's case. The Rivosh is telling me, v'hu me'atzmai. Bezdin here didn't say a word about a get. I mean, it's clear in the chew of the Rivosh. I can't tell you the Rivosh says that the other case would be a get musa, but that's not the Rivosh. You can't quote me the Rivosh, what he didn't say. He's quoting the Rivosh is dealing with a case where he's who me'atzma, no more than that. That's the first Rivosh. Then there's the second Rivosh. The second Rivosh deals with what seems to have unfortunately been a rather common problem in his generation in the Iberian Peninsula. People were eloping with young ladies and apparently abandoning them afterwards. They were of age to accept their own kesef kiddushin, but that didn't mean they were of mature mind. They were immature kids. So how do you stop this from happening? So they made all kinds of takonis. These were takonis akilis. Some places said that the only person who decided kiddushin is the rov. And if anybody else misabe kedushin, so you're over on the fair makol. Others made it with a cheirin to mekadesh only bifnei asura, and each place had its own little takona. But the purpose of the takona was to prevent what we called an elopement. So what happened here? This person went. He was mekadesh loy bifnei asura, and they put him in jail. He was nitvas al shavah cheir makihilois. Shloi l'kadish isho, elo bifnei asoro. Ukishiyosha betvise, hiskim l'garish. Vedia get nisrashlu, v'ombu shivatl kol midois. And he was also meisur midoi. So, what happened here? So says the Rivosh, Harizoyatov is Lenenu. The Yedea Shaki Garish at Rubi Masroi, in Kenarikil Nenas Lagarish, Kimshimos Midokin, Mokimach Mazoinis. He says it's like it was Moshe Mido, and we know the Oynis. Vahobish Oynis, Ein Mastik Levadoi, Levatel Haged. You know, he's dealing with this as a basis for the Mido, which he says is valid. However, had there not been a Mesiris Mido, he said the get would be kosher. The fact that he's in jail because he was from the Chirim Akihilis, and we will let him out if he gives the get, Ein Zemastik Levadoi, Levatel Haged, Midin Get Musa. Okay? So he says another case, he was nitfas not for a chayv, he was nitfas because he was away from the cherem hakol, and we're going to be matir him the tisa if he gives a get, and that's not a get musa. Since we're not being kaifa for the get, we'll let him stay in jail, and he's staying in jail because they for the chayram hakol. That's enough to keep him in jail. So again, you have a reverse that says that kviya ayde brera is good. It seems to be kviya ayde brera, which the reverse says is proper. So we have two tshuvas. The first one was kviya either for oino or for a get, which the reverse says is okay. And the second case, the Rivosh is dealing with Masar for some extraneous infraction, and Kvi Ayde Breire, he says, is not a get Musa here either.
What do they want from him?
You know what they want from him.
The
Yedea Shechishi Garish Yatiru Mi Masrei.
They got him
for something else. They got him because he looked.
And he's never
going to
get out.
Probably never. Oh. What's the difference? In the business case, he's going to get out after 9 years or 10 years, whatever it was. It makes no difference. Now, the way the Besdin cites these two truths, it's almost as if we've got steerus to the Rashba. The first truvis revosh is clearly not a steer to the Rashba. At least the first half of the Tshuvas Rivosh, where we've got Kviya for Kiyum Eino, otherwise give a get. Particularly if he's going to do it Me'atzmai. In the second case, again, I want to be Medayik Loshon of the Rivosh. And this is a quotation, the quotation marks around this. It says, V'yideya kishi gari shatiru mimasoi. There's no hint here that everybody made a bargain with him, that they told him, you give a get, we'll let you out of jail. The reverse says he knows it. He's not a fool. They're coming at him. They want him to give a get. Well, of course they want him to give a get. You think he's such a nice Adam? He was even on Kher Makol. Why should I want this guy for an Adam? Well, that's enough reason for me not to want him. I want him to give a get. But that's going to do with this issue. He's in jail because he was Afer on the Kher Makol. He knows they want him to be Megarish. And he also realizes that if he's Megarish, they'll let him out. But no one ever said so explicitly. Okay, now, so we have the Rivosh and two tshuvas in the Rivosh, which seem to say that Kvi and Derech Breira is good, which is Keneged the Rashba. It sounds as if both of these are Keneged the Rashba. Then comes a Rashbatz. And the Rashbatz says that the tshuvas Rivosh is limited to a case, this Kviya Derech Breira, which the Revosh and the Rashbatz are both perfectly willing to accept, is only if the alternative that for which I am being Kaifa, namely payment of the Chayv, or putting you in jail because you are over on the Cherem HaKol, those were Kedin. But, says the Rashbatz, if you were putting him in jail for something which is Shaloi Kedin, that's a get mutza. You can't put somebody in jail shaloi kedin and then tell them, I'll let you out of jail if you give a get. It's a get mutza. It's only not a get mutza if what you're being kaifa for, you're being kaifa kedin. That's the loshen harashba. That's the loshen of the Rivosh. That's the Tashbatz. I'm sorry. That's the Tashbatz explaining the Rivosh. Now, He says that the first problem here is, in these two cases, what's happening? In one of the cases that he's talking about, they were kaifet, he should pay the ksubah. He's dealing with a case of kfi for paying a ksubah, and they're going to be meichel the ksubah if he gives a get. In the other case, we're dealing obviously with other things, including the case of the person who's over Asher Makol, and he's sitting in jail. Now, the ksuba at first reading doesn't make very much sense. You don't have any other citation. The star behind which created the very machirim going how koche shadin neisin lefer ksubosa ukedin kafu bepriosa al kafu shloik kedin b'dover acher and we take Isaac via girish efshad if you get Musa. The nak, etc. Now, how do you ever have a chiyuv of ksuba if he didn't give a get? If he didn't give a get, then he's not mechuyev in the ksuba when you bring kaifet. No, so here I have a mabit. Mabit says it was one of those of yaitsev eating ksuba. Not necessarily kaifin, but yaitsev eating ksuba. Apparently, the divorce says you can claim the ksuba before the get. Okay, fine, good enough. That's all right. So if you can, if it is kedin to collect the ksuba, even though the get isn't forthcoming, it's like two separate tefillahs. I have a tefillah for a ksuba, I have a tefillah for a get. So I'm being kaifa for the ksuba, and I'll be meichel the ksuba in return for the get. So here we have a tashbatz who is qualifying the tshuvas rivosh, which seems to contradict the tshuvas harashba. That's the order till now. Now we have to keep cheshbon. Because now we have a Ranach who is qualifying the Rivosh, who is qualifying the Rajba, who is qualifying the Tashbatz, who is explaining the Rivosh, who is disagreeing with the Rajba. The Zovin Abba betrays us. That's how it seems. We're talking about the Haggadah. They don't say the Farish. But it sounds very much as because the Rashba is Kviya Derefrera and this is Kviya Derefrera. It sounds very much as if they are all disagreeing with the Rashba. Okay? All right. Now we have this Ranach. The Ranach, I gave you the text primarily because of the Ranach. Because whatever I have to say depends upon what the Ranach really said, and I didn't want to rely on the Bezin alone, so I gave you a couple of pages of the Tshuvas Ranach that follows the Psak Din. Part of all of this is that when I went back, and I went back looking in the Makaris, the Ranach is 10, 12, 13 pages high. It's a long Tshuva. The entire Tshuva is not Nigeas, at least seems to me it's not Negeah. Maybe we should go over it a couple more times. Maybe there's stuff there that is Negeah, but it seems only a small section that's Negeah, which I think was quoted accurately by the Beis Din. And now the question is, what is the Ranach saying in those particular lines? So, look at the Ranach. Well, we're dealing, again, somebody who was Nitvas, because he was over on the Chayr Makol. L'chayr near the Tfis Zushin is the Mekadesh Ha'hu L'hoi Mechuyibo Min Adin. Yes, the Ksubu explained. But what about putting a guy in jail from over on the Chayr Makol? So the Ranach says, Shavish over alas Keskin for a Lod Noisei Ka'ever Tviso Loi Yisrael. So the first time the Ranach has is that this is always Shalikidin. What do you mean you're putting him in jail because Efer the Chayr Makol? By Rashbats, Kishuhut Sark Lahaska Isu Dvorim Acherim Bidin Kosav, Alvim also Isu Dvorim Acherim Shoy Adin Lokaif Ben Prias Ksubas, the Prias Bachoy Mitzvah, etc., etc. So he says that putting the person in jail, that is shaloi kedin. He begins with that hanoche, that putting a person in jail is shaloi kedin. Later we'll see that maybe it's not shaloi kedin, but these sources all take it for granted that imprisonment is not a valid sanction, that they don't have the koyach to put you in jail. So he says, v'tzorach loimar, he says, says, "Im kein bahi do rivosh nami afapish overall haskome lechishiva hatvise kedin." So the rivosh, who was talking about a person who was nitvas, so al korchoch it wasn't kedin. The tzorch loymar echod mishnei dvarim oy demay de mesapkule laharash bats pshitule larivosh. Either what the Rashbas was mesupik about, whether kviyah shaloi kedin is good enough, the Rivosh assumes that kviyah shaloi kedin is good. This is now the Ranach going back to the Rivosh and saying kviyah derech breire. Even if the alternative is also shaloi kedin, that's good enough. That's one way the Ranach wants to explain the Rivosh. And parenthetically, everyone quotes this half a line, that the Ranach says Rivosh is matir kviyah derech breire when the kviyah shaloi kedin. But he says more, oy the eshchiluk benoisin. Two different things, two different subject matters. Ad kandli misakli l'rashbats, who said that shaloi kedin is no good, using the supik at least, whether shaloi kedin is good or not. Eloheichid yodu alonu. She'af api shekefim alaksuba hakavon kedei lahaitzi mimenu get. Could be that the Rashbat says it's not good, it's when we're kefir for the ksuba, but the kavona wasn't the ksuba. The kavona was really the get. And since we know what we wanted the get, and there was no reason for the ksuba, so the this was shaloi kedin. Is kosher, even though we wanted the get and not the ksuba. But if we were kaifa and our kavona was the get and we were kaifa on the ksuba, then heicheshu kedin, the kviya was kedin on the ksuba, it's good. If we were kaife on the ksuba shaloi kedin, there the rivosh is misupik whether the get is a valid get. Avo kishuisim mechuvin laatzmai bat hadover hahu shekaif nolov. But if the isui was for the get, v'oisom hei mevakshin. There, even that it's Yodua, that Aide Hagerishin Yinotzel Meatvisa, it makes no difference. If it's Oisehem of Action. Oisehem of Action meaning, I really want what I'm being kaifa for and don't want to get. And there he says, when it's mechuvin l'atzmai, bat hadover, even though it's yedua that aidei hagerishin yinotzel, then it may be okay. Now, the first tzad of the way he learns the rivosh is to say that the rivosh was matir even when the kviya is shaloi kedin. The second is only when it's kedin, but he is now making a distinction. A distinction between whether the person knows what we really want, or whether he—I should put the phrase a little differently—whether whether we really want what we're being kaita for, or we don't really want what we're being kaita for, but it's only a subterfuge. It's a way to get the get from him. Now, it's in the second half that I'm troubled. The first part is, there's no Ranach who says, as a Dover Poshet, that Kviyah Derech Breire for something which is Shaloi Kedin is not a Get Musar. It's two Tzdodim in the Ranach. He's Mesupik. Now, my problem is, and what about the second half? On the second half, what is he telling me? How is he explaining the Rivosh so there's no contradiction between the Tashbats and the Rivosh? Is he telling me that Kviyah Kedin Derech Breire is okay, even if I tell the person that I want to get? Or is he telling me something else? That Kviyah Kedin is okay, Derech Breire, even if everybody knows it's not what I want. Should I repeat it? Is he telling me that Kfiya Kedin Derech Breira is mutter under any and all circumstances? Or is he telling me that Kfiya Kedin Derech Breira is mutter when everyone knows that what I'm being kleifa for Kedin is not really what I want, I want something else? Whereas Kfiya Shaloi Kedin for something which is Shaloi Kedin is no good if everybody knows I really want to get. If the second is correct, then the Ranach in the second shot is not telling me that Kfiya Derech Breira, even when it's Kedin, is permissible when my intent is to get a get. There is no such Ranach. The Ranach is not saying that. And I again look at the Lushan of the Ranach. What does he really mean? The Ranach, I repeat, the first half doesn't concern me because the first half is only a suffix. He says one of two things. Either the Pshita Lei L'Rivosh, that the Kriya Shaloi Kedin is okay. And again, I point out to you that once we analyze the Rivosh, it was Kriya Shaloi Kedin, but it was without mention of a get. I was being Kriya Shaloi Kedin for Ksuba, Masa, whatever you want Shaloi Kedin. And that could be is okay. Or, Adkan Limis, at least for the Tashbat, Limisak, the Tashbat, Elo Diodualonu. We know what he really wants, but we never mention the get at all. And here there is the difference, whether they really want the ksuba, and if they really want the ksuba, then it's kedin, it's kosher. Ushaloi kedin, misafgalei. Shaloi kedin, even when you want the ksuba, it may also not be good. But when you're telling him, I want the get, pardon me, the Ranach is not dealing in either case, either kedin or shaloi kedin, where I tell him I want the get. In each of these cases, I was being kleife for the brera, for the alternative. And I wasn't telling him anything about a get. And now his question is that okay even the kviya shaloi kedin, or is it only if the kviya on the brera is kedin? So it turns out the Ranach is making a chumra that if I'm kleife for only the ksuva shaloi kedin, that may also be possible if the guy knows I don't really want the ksuva. But kedin, it's okay. I'm sorry, kedin, it's okay even if he knows but I really want something else. But in each of these cases, in every one of the combinations if you have in the Ranach, in this Vioid, we're all dealing with cases in which he doesn't offer a choice. He doesn't offer ksuba or get, matzah or get. In each of these cases, he's coming for ksuba. And I may or may not know that he doesn't want the ksuba. So if he really wants the ksuba and it's shaloi kedin, it may be okay. But if he doesn't really want the ksuba, it's just a subterfuge and it's shaloi kedin, then it's not okay. But in each of these cases, there was no mention of a get. I do not see in the Ranach any place where Ranach says Kfiya Derech Breira, even Kedin is okay if you mention a get. Now that's how I see the Ranach. And if you take a look, I think I indicated where it is. You'll look at the whole paragraph from which they listed these few sentences. It's on page Shin. It begins on Reish Tzadik Tes. On the bottom, goes over the top of page Shin, halfway down that column. You look at it carefully, I can't find a word indicating that the person knew that, the person was told, I should say, not he knew, may have known, that he was told explicitly that they want to get. Comes the Bezdin.
In the case of the Mivash itself, the case of the fellow who awoke.
Right.
So when they're beating him up, what are they telling him?
In the case of the person who awoke.
Yeah, he awoke. He wasn't in Kaddish B'Knei Asara.
Right.
They
put him in jail, and they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing. They tell him, we want to get from you.
Right.
But that's saying that we're going to let you out.
No.
No one has said, no one has even breathed the word of putting you in jail for a get. You're in jail because you were Makadish Lev B'nei Asara. Mr. Jailbird, Zaya Zegut, can give a get. Now what are you trying to do here? Give her a get? She's entitled to a get. Who says that? No. What does that do with the other? No one has breathed a word in the Rivosh's cases, in the Rivosh's case, that he's going to be let out. Now, why am I so convinced that this is what the Ranach means? Number one, I don't see any more than that in the Ranach. Number two, I understand the Rivosh now. When I go back to the Rivosh, and the Rivosh tells me that this guy in jail is like Haresek Mishinosh Be'Momen V'Yitovs the Be'Sasei Barachay Ba'u V'chulei V'chulei, what does he have to make this comparison for? I understand that the comparison is precisely because in this case we're not mentioning a get. That's what the Rivosh means to emphasize. That in this case, even though he is in jail and he will be let out in return for the get, we are not being kaifa for get, we're being kaifa for aina, and he's going to be let out. And if you take the second case, Nation be moment of the base of Sayyar, and you're paying him for it, and you're telling him there in addition, him in Masurcha, this, he says, is no worse than that, even though he is in jail. There it's a certain sense worse, a certain sense better. There we can even tell him, look, you'll be able to get out of jail once your debt is satisfied because nobody's going to keep you in jail anymore. That's in effect what's happening here, says Rivosh. He may know that he will be released the same way that the Baal Chayiv knows he'll be released if he pays his debt. That's the dimion in the Rivosh. The Rivosh makes the dimion because he wants to emphasize the fact that this person just knows he can get out of jail, and that's not part of the deal. We didn't make a deal with him. And that, plus the fact that both in the Rivosh and the Ranach, we have no reference to the fact that you're spelling out the fact that he's going to be released in return for a get. Now, in the second case, that's the deal that's made.
L'chora, to everyone is Mekadosh Shalom B'Sneasa. They're over on the Chayim Makal. They get put in jail. They get forget. They get released. Everyone gets released.
Yes, and therefore?
And so even though they didn't say it before, it's the fact that everyone else has...
It's the fact that everyone gets out. It's Ki'ilu. It's Believe B'Leif Kolovim.
Yeah.
Tenum de Demuchach. Okay. I you may be right. Look at the second Shul of the Rivosh. In the second Shul of the Rivosh, he says... Hare ze hayatofus leinenu v'yudeya. This was the case of the person who was from the Chayr Makilis. V'yudeya kishigari shetru mimasur. There he, here I think it's almost explicit. He knows, we know, and we know that he knows, but it's not part of the deal. It was never made a formal part of the deal. If we decide tomorrow not to let him out, he can't have any kindness to us. In the first case, I'm not so sure anymore. Because look what happened in the first case. In the first case, im leirot lo shid misl habez minadin esu shminadin edin legafer loy tzayis dina vim hu ma'atz mekdei linot mizigarish ein zem uso. I want to know the following. If I'm right in the Rivosh so far, then in case number two, in the second truth of the Rivosh, if you'll tell him everybody gets out and you'll get out to get Musa, the way I'm explaining Pshat and Rivosh. Mm-hmm. In case number one, when we're kaifif or kiyum eino, can we inform him of a halach in Shulchan Aruch? You should not say, didn't Shulchan Aruch. If a person who gives his wife a get, he's no longer chayif in Mrs. Eino. So you know something? Either give her a get or be mekayim Mrs. Eino. Is that appropriate? I think that, despite the fact that he says, b'hu me'atzmei, in the first case, I think that that's not a get Musa. And I think that that's part of the dimion to the case in which he says a nation by moment, 12 is basically Surim, and we tell him, look, we'll pay you, here's money, pay the Baal Chayiv and get out of jail. There it's certainly okay. I can tell him, look, here's the money. There's no reason to keep you in jail anymore once you pay the Baal Chayiv. So of course you're going to get out. And that's definitely kosher. I think that's why the Rivosh combined the two. because in the first case, if I just tell my law, it's like telling him, you pay your debt, you get out of debtor's prison. Here's the money, pay your debt, get out of debtor's prison. Here's the get, give it to your wife, and we no longer beat you to be Makai Mrs. Aina. That, in that case, I think the reverse says you can mention it. And that's why he was medamed to this Hoyishinoshimbay, where there is mention of a get. In the second one, there's no such mention, there's no such dimion. In the second one, it would have been inappropriate. I don't think the reverse would say it's kosher in the second case. That's how I understand the two tshuvas in the reverse. And it then turns out that if I am correct, there's the Tashbats is also telling me that it's kosher when Skviyat Derech Breira, but when there's no reference to a get. If there's a reference to a get, Kviyat Derech Breira is not good. Whether Kviyat Derech Breira, the Breira Shalokidin, is good or not, I have to go look at the Ranach. Maybe yes, maybe no. And maybe there's a Machloikis, whether the Kviyat Derech Breira, when I'm not mentioning anything at all, whether it's kosher, or maybe even then, when it's only when I'm Mechavin, really for the Ksub, and I really meant the Shalokidin to be Mitzi Momin Shalokidin. That's not terribly Negeya to any of the cases that we're dealing with. Now, if I'm right with this, then, well, first of all, I haven't explained what the svar is. And I think that there's a basic svar underlying this, all of this, that it's not just an arbitrary distinction. What we're dealing with is whether there is rotzen for the get. And obviously, if a person decides to give a get because he wants to patter himself from a chiyavena, no question, that's what the get's for. That's what it was made for. If a person takes money for the get, so he's gomer megarish, you give me money for in return for the money. I want the money more than I want my wife. Simple as all that. In domilisha, so they say, Kai Gabni wants money, say, there's yes domilisha. She's worth a certain amount of money, give me the money, and I don't need her anymore. That's called rotzen hatoiv. Now I have to define rotzen in the case when I'm kay for you to pay the ksuba, and I'll be meichel the ksuba in return for the get. And I'm now being kay for kidin on the ksuba. Is that rotzen or isn't that rotzen? I see a perfectly valid distinction here. If I am giving you a choice, either pay money or give a get, I am in effect telling you, you've got a choice. I'll take one of two things. I'm going to force you to do one of two things. I'm going to force you to disgorge money. I'm not giving you anything. I'm telling you either pay me the ksuba, I want it, or give a get. Who says that's a rotzen? A rotzen that comes, Derech Breira, is no rotzen. I took one of two things, but I was forced to make a choice between the two. The rotzen, Derech Breira, who says is a rotzen? And if it is a rotzen, it can be a rotzen only if it's kedin. If I'm entitled to the ksuba, if I'm coming, I want two things shalei kedin. Either I want money shalei kedin, or your wife shalei kedin, or a get shalei kedin. In both cases, I'm being kafir for something that's invalid. And if I go back now to the Tshuvas Revosh and learn Pshat in the Revosh the way I said, that I'm kleifeh on the ksuba, it's okay. Only if I don't mention the get, the reason is very simple. Because I came here, I'm claiming I want the ksuba. I'm entitled to the ksuba, it's kedin. Why can't I be kleifeh for the ksuba? You decide you want to give a get instead, that's got nothing to do with me. That's not a response to my kviyah. Even if you know that this is what I really want, what difference does it make? On the kedin, I understand it, and I understand the difference between mentioning it explicitly and not mentioning it explicitly. When I mention explicitly, I am being kafir, and I'm telling you, you've got to, I am imposing the choice on you, either money or a get, and I'm telling you up front, I'm going to get something out of you. Either I'm getting money from you, or I'm getting the get from you. However, if I come to you with a straight face and I tell you I want the money, you know I don't really want the money. What difference does it make? But at least the form of the proceeding is I am now demanding that Besdin be great for you to pay me money. You owe me money, pay me the money. I have no other time to this. You now want to bargain for me to be Meichel the Chayit. You can bargain to your heart's content. I'll give you what you want, as long as I'm not the one who initiates it. If I initiate it, it's in response to me. Therefore, that kviyat derech breira, even when the breira is kedin, is called a get musa. where I don't initiate it at all, that's Rotsenei HaTov. That's how I understand all of these sheetahs. If I'm right in all of this, then there's not this is not necessarily a steer to the Rashbi. The Rashbi would also hold this. The Rashbi wasn't talking about Kriya Derech prayer. The Rashbi was talking about being kreif for him as a result of whatever it was that was being created directly on the get. If I'm right that the Rivosh is matter all of this only when I don't mention the get, the Rashi was talking the case where I do mention the get. It's true that there was a Derech Brayer there. Only the Rashi was talking when I'm saying, look, it was a knas not giving you a get. The time came, you didn't give the get, pay me the money. And we have a knas to give a get, there can't be Derech Brayer anymore. There can't be Derech Brayer without mentioning get. When you owe me a choy from who knows when, I can go with my shtar choy and I don't say a word about a get. When I come with a knas for not giving a get and the zman passed, then the only way I can walk into Bez and say, look, this was a shtar, he's behind himself a knas not giving a get. He didn't give a get. How else can I demand a knas? Impossible any other way. So if I'm right, there isn't the slightest machlokes reshoinim here. The Rashba, the Rivosh, everybody is happy. Everybody, it's all the same. However, several points. Let me make one other point in terms of the Mabit, and then I'll come back to what the Bezdin has to say. The Mabit, which they also quote in the same Psak Din, he says the Mabit, it's only when I'm kreifa to pay a debt, and you can pay. You've got the money to pay. But if I'm kreifa on a debt and you don't have the money to pay, says the Mabit, it's always a get musa. Who are you trying to fool here? You're being kreifa to pay money and there's no money, so what do you want? Our koffer you want to get. Now, if I'm right, then the Mabit is no great chiddush. And the Mabit goes straight down the line of progression that began from the Rivosh down through the Ranat. When I come to you with a shtar chayv, pay me. I want money. What do you care why I want the money? I want the money. I may be ready to give you back the money for a get. That's none of your business right now. I want money. However, if I come to you and you don't have any money, so I'm being living with Sealik and Nesha. But I want here. Al Korchoch is telling you, Bitem Mole, I want to get. Guy Gavna says the Mabid, even if it's Kriya Kedin on the alternative, but if everyone knows it's impossible to fulfill, then this is the Umnublibe Blev Kolodam. The first case, even though we may have done it 20 times before, but who says we're going to do it tomorrow? In this case, everybody knows what you really want. It's believe, kolodom, it's ki'ilu, your mazkir bipeh, your teveya bipeh, gerishin, not money. That's how I understand the Mabit. I understand this as one common thread in all the tshuvas. However, the Beis Din somehow doesn't agree with me, because before citing the Mabit, look what the Beis Din says. It's page 251. Mevur medivir ranach shaldas rivosh afilim oisafishloi kedin. Ein chash get muske imuse imaskim legarchi lipotim in akvia. He says, so Ramach says, that even if the kvia is shaloi kedin, it's okay if he's doing this to escape the kvia. That was the first half of the Maranach, which they're saying Das Ranach. He said it, he doesn't know. Take your choice. The Nirtzo Ahashus is Divir Rosh Varazivat, or Rashbat. That's the second half of the Ranach. Yeolin Lachalik bin Akfir Bedovar Ha'acher. Nasasov Mator Loitzim Menu Get. Voz Yish Lachalik bin Kfir Kedin Lakfir Shloi Kedin. If the purpose was a get, then we're machaligin kviya kedin, kviya sholei kedin. Rishinaslo mato acheres, mechilas kvedom. That's not true. If it's, we want to make the Rivosh and the Rashbat say the same thing, then the difference is whether there was kviya kedin or sholei kedin, and the whole purpose of the kviya, or at least the way it was presented, was for itself. Not the matora lohitzi as I get. Shaloi even kedin. If you mention directly the get, it's not going to work. And maybe they meant that, but it seems to me that they seem to say differently. And it seems to me from the Ranach that it's only when there's no mention of a get that the kfiyah al dover acher is valid. So Having said all of that, the Beis Din now is machlit. They work through all of this, and then they also deal with something else I won't deal with today, and that is whether this is minias hatoiv or whether this is being kafid derech brera. That's a totally different consideration. And he then proceeds to say that. There's one other thing. There's one other source they quote. They quote Echelkas Yoyed. That's the very last page, 254. Dine Oynis Anafe. And they quote that yet you need a Rots and Gomer. It's only Mokhav Sheni Mechuyiv Lagarish. But when you Mechuyiv Lagarish there, you don't need a Rots and Gomer. And then they proceed to say that this is good enough. This is a Rots and, but not a Rots and Gomer. Now, here, they're. This is a sleight of hand from Chilas Kvaydon. That's why I gave you the Chelkas Yoyev at the very end. There's the whole Chelkas Yoyev is there. The Chelkas Yoyev says, Kvaydon is said, Shem Reitz Ani. We're Kvaydon Lagarish, that's the Rotsin Shem Gom. And when it's Kvaydon Lagarish, there, that kind of Rotsin is good enough. The crucial statement of the Chelkas Yoyev to me is on the next to the last page, the bottom of the Chelkas Yoyev. Look what the Chelkas Yoyev says in the last paragraph. Hayetzim Mashikosavnu, Dehechish Einzel Abal Lagarish, after in his momoin, and he's talking about Kviye Kedin on the in this moment. We are being Kviye Kedin on the moment. Mikol Mokim, Kol Shemaz Kirin Loishi Yagarish, I get bottle. Could anything be more clear than that? Now, I nania. The Chelkas Yoyev did not quote the Ranach, and he didn't go through the whole rigmarole I went through, but the Maskona of the Chelkas Yoyev is remarkably similar to what I just said. He's talking about Kviya Derech Brera and Kviya Kedin, and he says it's only Kishainz and Labal Lagarish, Kosh Maskir, Lashigarish, a get bottle. If you tell him a word about get instead of payment of the chayiv, he says it's a get bottle. Now, Naniach, I'm not sure that Teres Gittin agrees with him. That's Teres Gittin Kuf Lamedalev. I now have to go back and read the Teres Gittin again very carefully. But my impression is that when Teres Gittin talks about Tidar Brera, he's talking about mentioning them both. But if I'm right, then what the Ranach is saying is not his own chiddush, but that comes directly from the Rivosh and from the Ranach. It's not Nuchidish here. Wherever your Madskir Mom Beferish, it's invalid. That seems to me to be a double quote. This Beis Din, however, reached a different conclusion.
The Ramos only Madskir to this Rash Pelachat
Fela. I know. Yeah. But the Ever discussion.
Right. So the Rash himself was passed over the Ever. And from what we're saying, like even the Rivosh, everybody was passed over.
Yes. I mean, it seems to me, yes. No, so it's all about. So
it's a Shvei Ramah, or?
I mean, if I'm right, then the Ramah should be Machmir even be the other. Maybe? How do I know? Right? So no longer. No, I mean, look. He has the Machaber, right, who disagreed with him. And the Machaber was a Marik. Right? So he had other priests. Whether, you know, I'm not in the business of lining them up and counting Rav and Miur, but if I'm right, then the Rashba is not a Das Yofi by any means. I'm not sure. No, I think he read them the same way we read them, only he was Mafria differently. The Beis Din seems to think that this isn't even the Rashba, that this is a Dover Posh, because we have that's my point. You see, you're right. You're telling me that if I'm right, then we just not an isolated Rashba. It's serious stuff. The whole list. Then the Beis Din is saying that it's not even a Rashba, because this is with its Derech Brera and Skedin, the whole business. This look at all the play schemes that are mocked to this. They seem to think that everybody holds a smutzer guy gavna. You know, again, how you square it with the Rashba, I'm not quite certain. But they seem to think that kvi derech breira kedin is okay. Now, do they agree that the Rashba disagrees, or are they just trying to be mar b'shitas against the Rashba? I get the impression from them that they seem to think that the Rashba turns out to be a das yochid here. And if I'm right, the Rashba is not a das yochid, but if these are all the Rashba, then maybe they're even the right. Who knows? I don't know. But I certainly don't think that we're dealing with a das yochid anymore. Now, that's again, there's nothing else to add to that part, because that's that's what the Beis Din is saying here. Now, what is really of concern is that I did not give you the Pesach Din. I told you I'd give you the Pesach Din, but I didn't. I gave you the Pesach Din as it appears in Tumas. Nothing was changed, except omission. You'll see Harav Shloime Dikovsky. He was the author of this article that appears in Kumin, and I left out the first page. Of course, I didn't think it was necessary. It also says that it comes from the Pesach Din. I now give you the Pesach Din, which I purposely put at the very end. Here you have the last page, so I don't have to repeat what's already there. The first page is with Dikovsky. He wrote it. On the last page, you have the Cholkim, Chaim Gedalia Tzimblis. What does he say? Ro'iz is the Voro Shachaver Reino, Kvoid Hagoin Ripshim Dekovsky Shlita, Ulanias Daiti Nira, Shim Yamlit Beis Adin Lifnei Shultainis Beis Asoyar, Shiloyanaku Shlishim Masor Shalabal, Elke Yitin Get Lishtoi, Vim Shultainis Beis Asoyar Yakabos Hamlosis Beis Adin, Hare Yemru Labal Be'erech Zeh. Quote, what are they going to tell the parole board? More or less as follows. Im titen get li shtecho yinaku shlish mi maasrecho. Vim lo yititen get li yinaku klum. V'teishiv ad gemar maasar. Uchein shemazkirin labal beferush es indian haget. Nir davi bachlal get meusa. What's he saying, Rav Tzimblis? Kishimaskirin labal beferush es indian haget. Nira David Bakal get Musa. I think he just jollified a little bit of ink. That he understood exactly what I've been saying for the last hour. And that he says if you go back to the Rivosh and the Ranach, wherever your masker to get the Therish, they all hold it's no good. So what are you telling me? They on basis of the Rivosh and Ranach, you can be mocked of this altogether? He's saying you can't. And he says that isn't valid. Now, two little points. The first point is, and this they don't even talk about, the same Chuvas Mabit says that Sohar is always Shalai Kedin. And this Beis Din says, look, we do it all the time. Sohar is Kedin. We put them in jail because the Mezalzel of Kovid Beis Din, v'chule, so that here we're dealing with Isui Kedin. And Agav, in whom, and who? I'll come to that in a second. Wait a minute. That's the second point I was going to make. Yeah. So the first point is, there's an article in the first volume of Tumim, a Rabinowitz Tumim. He reports that Rav Unterman told him that the Bote Din in Tel Aviv, there was not the Kedusha Katina Matan. It was Osir Alpi Achok in Eretz Yisrael. It's like Mekayesh Kolos Me'asura. It can't be better than Chermei Hakol. He says that the Beis Din always makes a deal with him. That if you're Mechadish, somebody who's less than the age, I think it's 15 or 16, I think it's 15, they'll let you out of jail, and apparently the Sephardim were Mechadish at a young age, will let you out of jail if you give a get, they bargain. And he says, Beferish, that's what the Bote Din were doing, they were bargaining. And it's clear that this Beis Din is ready to bargain. Comes Tzimblis, and he says, you can't. And if you look at the Rivosh and the Ranach, you'll see that you can't. Wherever your Matzkir Beferush, which I would add the Chalkos Yoyot, The Chavajay says, beferish what I'm saying. Beferish what Simla says. I'm doing it all on the basis of the Yukim. But the Chavajay, if I don't have to be Medayit, he says to beferish. The Chavajay says, you're masker of the get, it's a get, usa. The other little point, and this is really, doesn't have to be repeated, the there is on the tape, when they go to record it, this is really not playing the game right. They tell me it's...
Can we turn it off?
I don't know how to turn it off.
I don't know either. I just want to turn it off.
Turn it off. It's not... Look, something strange happened here. This long tshuva turns out to be the Das Amir. The Beis Din did not recommend reduction in sentence. Yeah, what happened here? You have... There's less
the
yes. L'chein huchle k'dol kamon. Right? What's hukul to come on? Like Simblis. And who? The third Dayan, you don't have his name here. Azuloi, if I remember correctly. It was a Sephardi. Yeah, now what happened here? Well, I mean, I now that I look at it, I understand. Once upon a time, I wouldn't have. I learned Lahautil from some of my colleagues. There's a Tir Shaval Peh with regard to every Jew. And there's a Tir Shaval Peh Lahautil with a Supreme Court decision. And in the tshuva, you have to know what's between the lines also. What was this about? What was the problem? What's going on here? And you have to know who he's writing against, if he's writing against somebody. Sometimes in a Supreme Court decision, particularly a 5-4 decision, the generally the decisions, you've got a majority and a minority who attack the majority. If they're right, then terrible things are going to happen. The majority doesn't attack a minority. What they got to do is what? They're saying what they're deciding. What's the thing up? Occasionally you read a criticism of a minority opinion in a majority. So the birds tell me in the corridor that what happened was that between the time that the opinion was assigned in conference and when it was finally issued, somebody flipped the vote. And what was first the minority became the majority. So these people are too lazy to rewrite totally completely. They were criticizing the minority. But now it turns out they were criticizing the majority. It turns out they're the majority. But they left in the criticisms. The digs remained there. It's obvious to me what happened here. Dukovsky wrote his psak, and he probably thought Azaloy was agreeing with it. Probably did agree with it. And Simblis is the Das Hamil. So he says, B'kitzur nimbar, what have I got to write here for? You wrote the psak. I think you're wrong. Finished. It turns out that Azaloy switched votes, and he's agreeing with Simblis. Maybe because he read what he wrote and saw he was right. No, he was here today. and he's now voting with Simblis against Tchaikovsky. The real Avla here, or the editors who may have acted innocently, that I can't tell you. How do you do this? You're writing, they published it as a psak, I think they said it was a psak then, and it wasn't, it was a Das Amiyut. Like, how can you publish it without publishing Simblis objections, which turned out to have been the psak of the Beis Din? Anyway, it happened. That's it. So that's, but you know, when I went back to prepare the Akdomen, to what I didn't talk about, which was the part that they, that the only valid point, was that the Beis Din had, or at least Tchaikovsky has, is the distinction between doing a roh and menias hatoiv. What is this? It's not being mamlitz masar, is that menias hatoiv, or is this actually doing an avl? Tchaikovsky may be right on that point, but that's not for today. But basically, once I went, what I didn't realize till now was that I had assumed all along that we have all of these Rishonim Berchelik and the Rashba and the Rashbas and the Ranach and the Rashba said Bas Yochi. That was my head all these years. Till I went back and I saw that it's not true. It's because I knew it originally from Tumim, and I have all these the business telling me that the Ranach and the Rivosh are all Chelik and the Rashba, and for good measure they told me Achel Tishreiv also. So why shouldn't I believe him? Till I went back, and I went looking only afterwards at the Pisket in Rabbanim. When I went back and I looked at the Loshen of the Rivosh of the Ranach, I saw that it's Loim Nevelim Miktosai. And then I began suspecting them, so I went to look at the Chel Tishreiv. And I saw that was totally misquoted. And at that point, I went back to look at what's going on here, and I find Dor Shekivanti, I've simply understood. Okay. Next time somebody can defend Tchaikovsky's reading of the...
Who wants to speak about the Dafke? Did the answer Rav next week?
Rav Dafke. Next week. Yeah,
speak next week.
I'll speak
next week, same time, same schedule. Who's staying in 2 weeks? Wait, what do we have to talk about?
Shame is
pretty easy. Listen, better say it now.
Yeah.